Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
In Houston at our intercom station to kick off our final hour today on Grant and Danny, we are presented by your Washington, D.C. BMW Center. Lease a 320i X-Drive sedan for $399 a month at Washington, D.C.'s BMW Center. Visit BMW Centers for other exceptional lease and finance offers. We're pumped to go to the hotline right now. Brought to us is our Radio.com Sports MLB Insider, Joe Girardi. Insider calls provided by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Joe, we had you on right before the Nats got their postseason run started in the division series. You felt good about this group. Here they are now, the reps of the National League to take on the Astros in the World Series. What type of chance do you give them against the heavy favorites from Houston?
I give them a good chance. I think they're built very similar. I think Houston's bullpen might be a little bit deeper than Washington's, but they're built on starting pitching. Hitters that don't strike out, that walk, that grind out at bats. So they're built fairly similar. I think the one thing that Houston has is the experience going in. And again, I said the bullpen's a little bit deeper. But the key to me, for Washington to win is their starters have to get deep. And if they do that, they're going to have a great chance.
Joe, who would you start in game three? What do you think Davey Martinez is going to do there? There was talk of maybe Anibal Sanchez doing it. Patrick Corbin, the presumed third starter, might be used out of the bullpen a little bit, maybe to get, an Alvarez or a Reddick out, maybe a Brantley in a key spot. What do you think they're going to do there?
Well, I think it depends on how these first two games go. And Davey has that luxury of trying to use Corbin out of the bullpen, who could be outstanding out of the bullpen. So, he did it in the previous series, and one time it worked well. The other time it didn't work so well. But to me, it just really depends the situation that they're in. And their starters are going to have to probably pitch out of the bullpen a little bit. But if they go deep and you're only using, the back three guys or so, you'll be okay.
What Gerrit Cole has done since May 23rd, is probably more impressive than any run in modern era baseball we've ever seen before. Why is he so unhittable and untouchable right now?
Well, he's got four pitches that, are like over 30% swing and miss, and some of them are 40%. So he has different ways to get you out. He has different tools to get left-handers and right-handers out, but he'll use all his pitches. I mean, here's a guy that throws a changeup 89 miles an hour. I mean, 10 years ago, that was an average fastball. And that's his changeup. And you're going to see all the way up to 99. The conditions will be, good for him inside the dome. So, for him, his stuff is just really incredible. And I got a chance to see him pitch two games against the Tampa Bay in the series that I did. And it's special stuff.
Joe Girardi with us here on Grant and Danny. I mean, I'm sure, when you managed, when you played, you went up against a guy that was on top of his game. He hasn't lost since May. Talking about Cole, he's unbelievable. What's the plan of attack in the hitter's room? I mean, are you guessing, hope you get it right? And, are you trying to take pitches?
Yeah.
You don't want to be behind 0-2. What's the plan of attacking against somebody like this?
Well, I mean, he can make mistakes. I mean, he showed that, the Yankees got to him a little bit and made him work. You have to extend innings. You can't have those 1-2-3 innings where he's only throwing 10 pitches or you're in a world of trouble. You have to get some innings where he's in the high teens, maybe even the 20s, extend some at bat. Be hard to put away. You may not get to him, but if you can get him out, before the sixth inning or before the seventh, you got a shot. I mean, he's really, really good, but there's some really accomplished hitters in the Washington lineup, and I think they'll make him work, and I think it's a good challenge for Gerrit Cole as well.
Joe Girardi, a former World Series champion, knows what Davey Martinez is getting ready to embark on with the pressure of the entire city on his shoulders as his Nationals take the mound to Max Scherzer tonight and take the field around him for game one. As far as the Astros lineup goes, walks higher than everyone else, strikeouts lower than everyone else all season long, and guys that can beat you really top to bottom. They hit 208 so far in these playoffs. Only the eliminated Cardinals hitting 201 have been worse. Do you think Houston's offense can stay down for another few days, or are they due to explode here?
No, I think they can, but I think, you know, maybe something that the Yankees and Tampa did is they didn't see starters two and three at bats in the course of a game because their bullpens were so deep and they got different looks all the time. That's not something the Nationals will do, but your pitchers are really accomplished that you have in Washington. I would expect them probably to hit a little bit better this series because they're going to see starters for two and three at bats. And I think that will change the complexion of their lineup. But again, you're seeing the best pitchers in baseball, and it's, you know, there aren't a lot of great pitchers that are sitting home and not in the playoffs. A lot of them get to the playoffs, and it's harder to score runs.
Joe, for the Nationals, it looks like Howie Kendrick will probably get the nod at DH. Second base kind of becomes a question then. Do you go Cabrera there? Do you see Brian Dozier getting the look? Is it just matchup dependent? How would you break that down?
Well, I think it's matchup dependent, but I think you'll see Cabrera out there because he's a switch hitter. And then you can use Dozier later on if you want to use him for defense or to do some other things. So I would think you would see Cabrera out there. I mean, we should know in about 3 hours when the lineups come up. We'll see who's right and if I guess right, but I would think you'd see him.
Joe Girardi with us, Grant and Danny here on The Fan. As far as the World Series goes, the Astros went with a lineup sans lefties altogether because Wade Miley hadn't made their lineup the last two rounds. The Nationals took one of the two lefties in their bullpen off their roster from the LCS, so they only have Sean Doolittle, which makes it more likely perhaps we see Patrick Corbin. But just take me inside that decision as a manager. You know, a few years ago, it seemed to be, Joe, that you didn't see teams even think about going into a series without a lefty. Now, some of these clubs rely on righties who can get them out. Remember, the Loogie could be gone altogether next year because you got to get three batters at a time. Are we seeing the beginning early ahead of that of a little bit of a transition in the bullpen maybe?
Yeah, but I think it's the quality of left-handers that you have. So I think when you look at Houston, who I saw a lot, you know, Will Harris gets lefties out really well. Presley, when he's right, gets lefties out really well. Osuna gets lefties out. I think James is probably more equipped to get lefties out than righties. And that's, you know, that's why I don't necessarily take a lefty. And you look at on Washington's side, you know, it's possible that there will only be two, maybe three left-handers in the lineup. Now, you know, Brantley, you know, obviously swings better against right-handers. The average is not a big difference, but the power is. You look at Alvarez, he struggled against righties and lefties. So I don't think that to beat Houston, I think you have to shut their right-handers down, not their lefties.
Joe, the World Series is unlike anything else just in terms of the attention and the fanfare. I mean, guys like Anthony Rendon don't want to do an interview with Grant and I in April, let alone stand in front of the cameras and assembled media and have to talk about how good he is. But the eyes are upon you, having played in it and managed at such a high level. What do you say? How do you get guys ready to just do what brought you here, but also at the same time recognize that this is pretty darn important?
Well, I think that's what you do is you remind them just to do what you've been doing. Don't try to do anything different. Don't try to be someone that you're not. What got you here is good enough. And believe it or not, for the 3 years that I played in the World Series, I felt more pressure in two of those years in the ALCS than I did in the World Series. I can't tell you why. I think it's the excitement of just going and the dream of always playing in a World Series. So once you get there, you're able to relax a little bit more. The year that I was with the Yankees and we won 114 games was the year that I felt it the most because we felt like we had to validate what we did during the regular season. So I think you'll see a very relaxed team out there because they've had a week to enjoy it, which is great. And I think they'll go out there and just play loose like they always do.
Couple of moments left with Joe Girardi. Last thing, Joe, for you. If you were the Nats going into these two games against the Astros. Do you have like a philosophy where you in your mind say, okay, we need to split, let's be 1-1 going back home for a potential 3 in the 2-3-2 format? Or do you not even think that far ahead from a managerial standpoint? You're literally thinking about the first inning tonight.
I'm thinking about winning today. That's all I'm worried about. You know that you have off days scheduled. Now, I know the weather is kind of dicey in Washington, D.C. for games 3, 4, and 5 a little bit, but I think you'll deal with that when you get there. But I'm just worried about winning today.
Joe, awesome with us as always, man. Really appreciate the time and enjoy the game tonight. Thank you, bud.
All right, thanks. You too.
There's Joe Girardi, who's been interviewing for managerial jobs over the last couple of weeks. A radio.com insider we've had on a couple times during the playoffs. Our insider call is brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. What Nationals got to be great if this team's going to win the World Series? By the way, each time I say that,
I know, right?
I almost catch myself and I'm like, no, it's the division.
No, it's a play-in game. No, it's not.
It's the World Series.
The World Series, man.
Which Nat has to shine if they're going to win it all in these next 7 games? They got to win 4 before the Astros do. That's the drill. You're listening to The Fan.
Bought a condo, GP, probably. I don't know when it was. 2013, I think. And we got in there and we got all settled and we had a kid and started, you know, expand the family. And I was paying way too much for a tiny condo and energy bills. Every month, it was frustrating. And the temperature was never right. It was either too hot, too cold, depending on the season. I got sick of it. So I called Window Nation. Dave Burkhart came out to the place, told me my windows were built in like 1942. They had no technology then. It was just like a pane of glass and there were leaks everywhere. Hooked me up with brand spanking new windows. Energy efficient, tax credit, increased the value of the home, lowered the energy bills. I love Window Nation. I know you do too.
Yeah, I got a bunch of windows and doors at my house years ago. And like 99% of the people whose houses they work on and provide windows for, I didn't need to make any follow-up calls because they did it right the first time, which is what I love about Window Nation. But I do have them back at my house now because we're getting a brand new window put in the kitchen over top of the sink, which is kind of nice looking out on the back deck. Window Nation is the way to go. 866-90-NATION, 866-90-NATION, or you can go to windownation.com. Right now, they got a great deal before the winter. Buy two, get two. As many as you purchase, you get that many. Buy two, get two, no limit, plus 5 years of interest free.
That's 0% financing for 60 months. WindowNation.com. Tell them Grant and Danny sent you.
He's Danny and I'm Grant. You're listening to The Fan. We are in Houston at our sister station out here in Houston. Houston's Entercom station, which is beautiful. You get off the elevator, by the way. They've got the whole lobby designed for Halloween with like webs and ghosts and goblins. It's pretty freaky.
All that stuff. Yeah, it's clearly it's this time of year. But the place is huge.
It's pretty massive.
Like this is very Houston. And everything about Houston is like big and sprawl and space. And it just takes a long time to get anywhere because everything's far apart. And there's just lots of everything's big.
Yeah, you get to the airport. Your hotel's 30 minutes away. You know, no matter where you're going, if you've never been to Houston, doesn't matter what you have to do. Just carve out 20 minutes. Like, oh, I got to go buy milk. Well, there's probably a store 20
minutes
away.
You'll be back in an hour. You'll be back in. There's nothing. There's no close proximity here. It's hard to explain. There are a few cities like that. LA's like that. Houston's like that. Jacksonville's that way. It's just a sprawl. It's a big sprawl. It takes a long time.
We're presented by Washington, D.C. BMW Center, where you can lease a 320i X-Drive sedan for $399 a month at your Washington, D.C. BMW Center, or visit BMW Centers for other exceptional lease and finance offers. I'll say that I think the energy on the calls has picked up a little bit here in the second half of the show. Early on, I was like biting my lip not to say, come on, guys, give me something here. Because I felt like even though, you know, the Nats calls we're getting are good and insightful and smart and people know what they're talking about, and there have been really good calls, it's kind of like a feel of, oh, the Nationals are playing the Mets tonight in June. Like, I want people screaming and energetic and jacked up and ready to go home and have 10 people over in their basement for a watch party of the World Series. I know the Junks have a big watch party back home. They're doing something tonight at Nats Park. There's a lot of different ways to enjoy the game this evening. But we're ramping up the energy and excitement as we get you closer to 2 o'clock. And remember, we are back today, 6 local for you guys, to 7:30 tonight with your pregame show here on The Fan. Tommy, if you could please dial up in the stretch run here, I will take any of Calma, which I want to hear the more the merrier the next few days. I will also accept Baby Shark. Is that the name of that song, or what is the name of that song?
I think
song?
It's just called Baby Shark.
Okay. And I would also take anything that involves Fairfax Dan and Keith Elgin singing their little hearts out in studio when Thom was the music engineer of our live concert. Any of those things will be accepted. We're taking your calls, though. 800-636-1067 on Who's Gotta Be Great. Danny, I figured you and I could just volley some names back and forth. Players that have to shine if the Nats are going to win the World Series.
Trey Turner's my first and foremost. I mean, it almost goes without saying. The starting pitching's got to be incredible, but they have been. Turner's been good, and he was really good against the Cardinals. He needs to be great. He needs to be dynamic. Needs to be on base a ton. Maybe do more in the walk department. Again, they're hard to come by against this Astros staff, but you did see Cole with five free passes in his last start against the Yankees. But to me, Trey Turner has to be a candidate for MVP of this series if the Nationals are going to win it. He's got to be a difference maker.
All right, you want to go top of the board, kind of obvious? I'll do that. Max Scherzer.
Yeah.
Max Scherzer's got to go toe-to-toe with Garrett Cole tonight, who doesn't give up hits or runs. Good luck. Max Scherzer twice in this series might have to outpitch Garrett Cole to try to get a win. Don't give up any runs. That's kind of how you're going to match him. That's pretty much the plan tonight. You got to go 7 or 8 innings. You got to punch out 10 to 12. And you got to be 1-2 runs or fewer to give your team any chance in the ballgame. That's a lot of pressure against an unbelievably good American League lineup. But that's what it takes. So you want to be great, Max Scherzer? The Nats have a chance at the World Series. You're one of the best at what you do in your era. One of the best ever at what you do. And you got your first chance ever to pitch in a World Series. He's been waiting for this his whole career.
Middle of the order, Juan Soto, right? Again, great hitters have to do something against some great pitching. And that's what's going to happen in the series. Great pitching. Both teams have it, okay? They've got among the 10 best starting pitchers in baseball, I think 5 comfortably are in this series, maybe 6 if Corbin makes your top 10, right? I mean, this is a who's who of the sport, right? DeGrom isn't here and a couple other superstars aren't, but, you know, it's pretty much the best this game has to offer here as we go through this. So you got to have somebody who's going to put together a great at bat at some point. Juan Soto is a guy that can hit good pitching. Not all the time, but you've seen him do it against Hader, against Kershaw, against some of these other guys. He's got to do something major. And I'm counting on that happening.
I'll navigate away from the stars for a moment, and I'll go hipster for a second.
Hipster Paulson.
I think that Victor Robles is going to be pivotal in this series. And here's my logic. You are operating for the next couple of days as an American League lineup without a DH. You're going to put Asdrubal Cabrera, I think, maybe Brian Dozier into the lineup at second base. That's going to move Kurt Suzuki down to the 8th spot, and it's going to put Robles, instead of hitting 8th, in the 9th spot. You're basically a second leadoff batter now, right? You are 9-1-2 with speed. Robles, Turner, Eaton. I love the Nats lineup as its American League construction. I really think they're built for AL baseball in terms of just their offense and the depth that they can provide top to bottom. But I think Robles turning it over with speed in the 9-hole becomes paramount. And it is vital that he gets on base for the same reasons you talk about all the time with Trey Turner. Those are RBI ops for extra base hit threats and Turner and Eaton at the top. And you got the ability to double steal and to run if he's in front of Turner or Eaton at some point. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of speed on base. So I think more so than even normal, Robles is going to be really, really important.
That's a good one. I'll go the back end of the bullpen here. Sean Doolittle, obviously, he's been nails. But Daniel Hudson doesn't have a ton of strikeouts. And he's pitched to contact and, frankly, was a little shaky at certain points where he's able to get out of it, able to wiggle, and everything has been good so far. He's nailed down each save, has closed out the games. But there are, you know, moments. Think about when he hit Molina. Think about he got added a couple runners on base. I think Hudson doesn't match up great against these Astros hitters who don't swing and miss and can square up some velocity. He's going to have to be nails. If you have a lead late game, you can't lose one of these against the team as good as the Astros. You cannot open the door. So the back end of that bullpen's got to be great.
I'll see your pitching bullpen theme, and I'll go Tanner Rainey. I know what Doolittle and Hudson are going to give me, and that doesn't necessarily mean that they'll both be perfect or they won't blow a lead or they won't give up a big home run. But if they do, it happens. It's a mirage, and they'll come back the next day. I have no idea what I can get out of Tanner Rainey. Through 5 appearances and 4 innings in these playoffs, he's been outstanding. 4 strikeouts and a 143 opponent batting average. Tanner Rainey is significant because if he's good, your bullpen's now 3 deep. And instead of needing desperately to get your starters through the 7th inning, which is very difficult, a much more reasonable ask of 6 innings is in play. because now I have Rainey, if I could trust him, to pitch in the seventh, to get me to Doolittle, to get me to Hudson. Changes everything. So Rainey, as odd as it is, who you traded Tanner Roark for, I always like to say in the first ever Tanner for Tanner deal.
Tanner, straight up.
You got Rainey back so that you added a valuable late-inning flamethrower, and he's turned himself into, with that 99 fastball and that wipeout slider, the kind of guy that should be able to get outs late in October, but they need him to. So there you go. Some of the Nats who have to be great. That's the way the game is played. Your calls, your answers. Next, we'll hit the phones hard. 800-636-1067. We're Grant and Danny in Houston. Game one of the World Series tonight right here on The Fan. Somewhere. We're Grant and Danny in Houston, presented by your Washington, D.C. BMW Center. Lease at 320 iX Drive Sedan for $399 a month at your Washington, D.C. BMW Center, or visit BMW Centers for other exceptional lease and finance offers. You're locked into The Fan. Next segment, we will make our World Series predictions, and we will have the first draft of our, hopefully, as many as seven-game pick-to-click Total Bases Challenge as a Grant and Danny radio show.
It's going to be slim pickings tonight for Total Bases. Against Garrett Cole.
Good luck. May not want to burn one of the best bats tonight, because I don't know how many guys are going to get hits. But let's go to the phones. We want to know who's got to be great. We just rattled off a bunch of hitters, pitchers on this Nationals team who've either got to elevate or just keep their game at an elite level if this team is going to win its first World Series ever. To the phones we go with Brian in Fairfax getting us started. Hey, buddy, how are you?
Yeah, I'm doing great, guys. Thanks so much for taking my call. And you guys are the best together. Your chemistry is unbelievable.
You're very kind.
You are kind.
Yeah, before I get to the point of the person, hey, Danny, I got a question for you. How is it possible to get a copy or listen to your parodies that you used to do of Sonny and Larry Michael? I looked on YouTube. It seems to be off YouTube. You can't find it anywhere.
That's a great question. I'll dig that up. I tell you what, I will look for that for like 7 or 8 seconds after the show today, and if I can't find it, I'll just sort of give up. But I'll ask somebody to ask somebody. How's that?
Yeah, that's great. I wanted to play for my family because it's the funniest thing I've ever heard in my life, and I could not. I used to be able to find it easily. Now it's nowhere.
You're very sweet.
But anyway, I think Juan Soto has got to. He's my one person that's got a. He's been decent. He had that one hit that was kind of an error that, you know, led to three runs. But I think he's the one person I need to step up and be just who he was before this whole series started. If he can do that, I think they'll be set. Everybody else I'm not worried about. Soto just seems to be a little bit cold right now, and they need to steal bases. I don't know why they are not stealing any bases when they were very successful. I think Trey Turner was 12 for 13 or something, only got, you know, called out one time, but they're not stealing bases, and I don't understand why they're not doing that.
Well, thanks for the call. It's honestly been situational, really. They've taken on a collection of the arms that are some of the best in baseball at keeping runners from stealing bases in these first couple rounds. I think it's kind of coincidental. There's also the element of they've dealt with a lot of left-handed relievers in the late innings against their bats that holds you on a little bit better than righties. Guess what? The Astros do not have any lefty relievers, so that should help. And Garrett Cole has given up 11 steals this year. I love the call on Soto, who's hit just .237 in these playoffs. He does have 7 batted in, tied for second on the team. He's had some massive swings. They wouldn't be here without him. But there are plenty more at-bats in that swing and quality ABs, you know, for him that he just has not had that you're expecting that hopefully come in these games. Let's go to Dave in Vienna on Grant and Danny. Hey, Dave, how are you?
Hey, Dave.
Hey, Grant, how you doing?
Good.
Y'all guys have a lot of fun out there in Houston.
We're going to try. We're going to eat some barbecue and hopefully come back with a dub or two.
But, Grant, I'm going to go along with what you said. I think Robles is a big key in this World Series because he'll be hitting 9, right? And so imagine if if Trey Turner and Adam Eaton get on and Robles, look at all that speed.
Yeah, I mean, thanks for the call, Dave. It's right now 9-1-2. You're just not going to find in any baseball lineup that anyone could put together that much speed. Basically, 1-2-3. You essentially have back-to-back leadoff hitters.
And that's the thing. Trey Turner's the leadoff hitter the first at bat of the game. After that, he's just a hitter. He could be an RBI guy if you turn the lineup over, especially in the AL Park. National League, you got a pitcher bunting in all likelihood, but you still saw it. To put it from a big inning to a massive inning, game four against St. Louis, who came up with the big hit with lineup turnover? It was Trey Turner, two-run single. You turn into an RBI guy because you're a good hitter.
Let me say this real quick, too, as far as the AL ballpark and bunting goes. We better not see any of it. I am all for pitchers laying down sacrifice bunts. Almost every other bunt, sans a sacrifice bunt, we know too much now, is a bad decision. You're bailing out the team that you're playing. Now, if there's a first and second, nobody out situation for someone who's 0-for-3 with three strikeouts and having terrible at bats, like, I don't know, Kurt Suzuki or someone, and you feel like they could get a bunt down, I'm not going to kill anybody or you know, for that decision. I'm not going to lambast you the next day. But generally speaking, bunting just ruins your chance at a big inning. This is the playoffs, and I know you're trying to play for a run or two, and I understand that Gerrit Cole's tough to get hits against and string offense together on. I get all that logic. As a general rule, you should be allowing your hitters to swing in an American League lineup ballpark tonight. Lori's in Bethesda on line three. Hello, Lori. How are you?
Hey, good. First time caller and so excited about the game tonight. I cannot wait. I haven't missed a game all season. And this question is a no-brainer. It's our starting pitching, and it's got to be Max because he's out there tonight and he's going to be out there again. And they are hitting up and down all season. And there's not one guy. You know, a different guy steps up. And we've figured out the bullpen problem. And we know, you know, we know our two guys at the back end are hopefully going to do their thing. And we are all about starting pitching. We don't have the starting pitching, we're not winning. And we got to go deep. And it's got to start with Max. Got to start tonight. So no-brainer, he's the guy. He's the most important guy. And I'll tell you who I don't want to see. Is I don't want to see Wander Suero in this series. I hope to God we don't see him.
He's on the roster. Thank you for the call. Oddly, they made a couple changes to the roster. So Roenis Elias, the lefty, is off, and they only went with Sean Doolittle. In for Elias, who's out, is Suero. And then they took Voth out, and they put Joe Ross on.
The Joe Ross decision is very curious to me.
I don't understand that.
I think maybe an emergency pinch runner, and that's your long man. I mean,
but what would he have done? Maybe you're right about the pinch running element, I guess. But I get the Voth didn't pitch at all.
Right.
But what would he have done to surpass Voth? Because the point of having Voth on the LCS roster was in case of emergency, break glass and there's Voth for three innings.
I've been puzzling this and pondering this since the roster came out. So here's my best shot at it. I'm not advocating for this, but I'm taking my shot, okay? I'm gonna step back, Steph Curry style, and hoist a three from just across midcourt.
Game goes 11.
Here we go.
Joe Ross runs.
Joe Ross is there, more athletic. He could run. That's number one. Number two, this Houston team doesn't strike out. Maybe you want a guy with a sinker to get you a ground ball in a certain situation. Enter Joe Ross.
I'm not going to spend any time arguing with you because you're just trying to, you're doing your best.
I'm spitballing here. I shot a spitball at the wall. Is it sticking? I had no clue.
I don't know that it's sticking. It might be sliding down the wall.
I mean, you go Ryan Matthews against the Cardinals in 2012. You get a couple outs on one sinker. I don't know, dude.
All right. So here's what I'm doing. I just put your name, my name, Tom's name, and Brennan's name into a randomizer on Google. I'm going to hit randomize three times. It'll give us a timestamp. This will be the order of our draft.
Oh, here we go.
For game one of the pick-to-click total bases challenge, which we're about to have.
The World Series version.
First randomize. Dar 1, me 2, Danny 3, Tom 4. That's not what we're going.
That's not what we're doing.
We're doing it three times. Again, second randomize. Dar 1, Danny 2, Tom 3, me 4. The third randomization.
This is it.
Tom 1, Danny 2, Dar 3, Grant 4.
Tom got the first pick in the third randomized draft.
He did. Now, here's the question. Do we go, because last time it was so low scoring, I kind of think we should pick two players a game.
Whoa.
So you use eight players.
You're going to have to be able to reuse players then, as if the series goes deep, right?
Probably would. Should we go an Astro and a National?
Whoa.
Let's bring in Thom and Dar on that next and have them vote. But that's the order of the draft, which we'll do in a moment, and we'll wrap up the show with your calls on who's got to be great. 800-636-1067 is the number. Grant and Danny, if blank shines, the Nationals will have a parade in D.C. next week.
Hey, Danny Ruglia, for my pals at Ted Britt Ford, it's the season to change at Ted Britt Ford, your F-150 HQ. Right meow. Get up to $11,000 below MSRP on a 2019 F-150 truck, plus no payments for 60 days. Take advantage of up to $13,000 below that MSRP on a 2019 Ford Escape, plus no payments for 60 days. You see a theme developing here. $8,000 off 2019 Ford Rangers. Plus, guess it. Come on, take your time. Guess. No payments for 60 days. Save up to $8,000 off a 2019 Ford Mustang. No payments for 60 and $7,000 off a 2020, mind you, Ford Explorer. Plus, no payments for 60 days. You see, it's the 60th anniversary of Ted Britt Ford. 1959, they go into business, and they've been crushing it ever since. I love these guys. Three different cars, three different times from Ted Britt Ford. When I need my new one, that's where I'm going, to Ted Britt Ford. These guys are fantastic at what they do. Let them earn your business. They've been doing it for 60 years the right way. And when you buy from Ted Britt Ford, a little something called Ted Britt for Life. That's lifetime vehicle coverage. The best buying experience in the D.C. metro area. Take it from me, Danny Hoo-Hey, I'm a three-time customer. Go see him and tell him Danny sent you.
It's the Nationals, everybody's talking about the Nationals, the Nationals, the Nationals. Everybody's talking about the Nationals.
We got the best coaches and hitters too. You know they're gonna score a lot of runs for you. So go on out to the park today, 'cause hit me up, coach, I'm ready to play.
It's the Nationals, the Nationals. Everybody's talking about the Nationals, Nationals, the Nationals. Everybody's talking about the Nationals.
But what about Keith Elch?
We're seeing playoff time is here again. Go tell your family, go tell your friends. Come on down to the park today. The Nationals are going all the way. Nationals.
It's World Series time on 106.7 The Fan.
Yeah, it is.
From Houston, Grant and Danny with you, where we will be broadcasting live for the next 3 days. We'll be headed over to Minute Maid Park in just a bit. We've got your pregame coverage ahead of Charlie and Dave from Houston, both today and tomorrow, ahead of games 1 and 2. And we are brought to you, and our trip is sponsored by the Washington, D.C. BMW Center. Lease a 320i X-Drive sedan for $399 a month at your Washington, D.C. BMW Center, or visit BMW Centers for other exceptional lease and finance offers. We're going to squeeze in a couple more calls in just a moment, but I want to sort out real quick our pick-to-click rules and challenge. Thom won the division series round. Dar had a baby in our elite championship series round. Just essentially died on the vine at some point soon thereafter. So here we are for the World Series, getting ready to ramp it back up. You get a point for every total base. You can't use the same player twice in a series. And here's the new wrinkle. If a player hits a home run, Danny.
Okay.
You get a bonus point to go along with the four total bases.
So you get a fiver?
A five spot for a bomb, okay? So that's a big one. That's a keeper there. So those are the rules. Here's the question back in a D.C. studio for Thom and Dar. Do we want to incorporate the Astros, or do we just stick with one National?
I am for picking both sides of this game, so I would say 1-1.
All right, Dar?
I'm going to vote that we only pick Nationals, and mostly because I don't care about the Astros.
All right, very good. So, Danny, you are the deciding vote then. I will keep myself out of the equation okay. So that we have three, so that we have a majority. I would like to know, sir, what are we doing?
Let's keep it only Nationals. Let's keep it only Nationals. That way I think it stays closer, right? Because somebody hits a – if you get two guys in the first game for the sake of argument that hit homers, you're not getting caught probably the rest of the series. I want to just say just the Nationals to keep the scores down.
All right, we will start the draft in a moment. Thom will have pick one, Danny pick two, Dar pick three, and I have pick four for game one. Larry in Fairfax, what are you expecting tonight in game one of this World Series?
Hey, boys. Wow, this is great, isn't it? So, you know, I think that, Danny, I want to piggyback on your comment about Trey Turner. I think Adam Eaton needs to be slapping the ball to the corners of the outfield. I think that if he can get the bat on the ball and not bunt, again, to piggyback off a prior conversation, I think it bodes well. I think it bodes great for the Nationals. The speed of Turner's already on base. Eaton hits it into the corner. It's just, it's a recipe for success. And
look,
boy,
no further than Eaton. Thank you for the call in the LCS in those huge spots in the late innings. Triple scored a run insurance. Double brought home a couple runs insurance. He was great.
When they had big innings, he was involved.
Amanda in Winchester, happy day for you, our friend. How are you?
I am spectacular. Did you know that the Nationals are playing in the World Series tonight? I don't know
I
if you guys knew.
I have to check that, but I think you're right about that.
I don't believe those words.
Yeah. I have to check that.
I can't believe the last time I called and talked to you guys was the day after the NLDS when Howie hit the Grand Slam, and I can't believe we're even here. I like that. Anyway, it's crazy. So my key to the game is going to be the defense, because I feel like we all know how good the Astros are, how good their lineup is. They're going to get their hits. I think it's not even going to just take defense that doesn't commit errors, although obviously that's key. But they're going to have to be great. They're going to have to make some great defensive plays, because you're not going to hold these guys down entirely. You've seen it all year long. And there's a lot of other things. I would love to never see Adam Eaton bunting. That would be great to go back on the last guy's call. But there's a lot of offensive things you can talk about. But I think the defense is going to be key. And, you know, even as good as our pitching is, they're going to get some hits. So we're going to have to be great on the other side of the ball, too.
Thank you, Amanda.
Thanks, Amanda.
And Eaton is a great bunter, and the ball in play oftentimes can lead to some miscues. So I always get why. If you can bunt for a base hit, you try. But it's the sacrifice bunts that I want nothing to do with.
I got no problem with bunting for a hit, by the way.
All right, let's get the draft going. Picks to click for game one. You take one national. Point for every base. If they hit a homer, you get a bonus. Thom, you were the big winner in the division series. You start our draft.
Well, with Gerrit Cole being on the mound and now the addition to the home run ball, I'm thinking that the game's going to be decided by a ball getting hit out of Minute Maid Park, so I'm going with Juan Soto.
Ooh, the first pick. He
good
liked
pick
what he saw in game four of the National League Championship Series. Maybe Soto getting his act together. Danny, who you got?
Who can hit great pitching in this lineup? I don't know that anybody can hit Gerrit Cole, but my best candidate, put a good bat together, Howie Kendrick. Howie Kendrick.
So you got two of the top three RBI run producers for the Nationals
that
in the playoffs.
That is correct.
Off the board in their three and, or I should say their four and five hitters in the lineup. Dar, what do you got? Third pick.
I was really hoping Kendrick would fall to me. So with that in mind, I'm going to go with Trey Turner and just hope he can get leg out a couple doubles.
All right. I like that. Maybe steal an extra base on a shot into the gap. And he's also going with at-bats. Always good to go top
of
the order.
That's right.
More opportunities and picks to click. So Soto, Kendrick, and Turner. Here's my logic on this. I'm not going to burn one of the big boys. I thought about taking Anthony Rendon. I'm going to wait until we get a bullpen or a Zach Greinke game for that, perhaps. So I'm going to go with Adam Eaton, lefty on righty. See if I can get maybe a double, a base hit, two-hit game from him to get started with pick to click. I'm going to play the long game.
Yeah,
here.
Nobody expects a lot of runs tonight from the Nationals side with a weak layoff plus Gerrit Cole, who's near invincible.
So I tweeted this out, so I won't be texting Thom 15 times during the game to figure out who took
who. Who'd you bang? Wait, who did
so
you bang?
It is tweeted. If you want to follow along, I'll track it on Twitter throughout the series. Thanks for listening. Our pregame show starts at 6. For Danny, I'm Grant saying so long, and thanks to our guys back in the D.C. studio for their hard work today. You are locked in to your flagship home for Nationals baseball on Game 1 of the World Series Day, 106.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.